Fasting and Prayer, Volume 1. Welcome to Fasting and Prayer, Volume 1. Click to listen to Pastor Deborah as she welcomes you to these stories of her fasting and prayer that brought her and you to this day, to this website, to this time. Please listen to words of agape love that went searching for one who it could teach, train up, and then send to the kingdom of darkness. Agape love was desiring to send itself into the world of darkness and set precious spiritual captives free of spiritual darkness, ignorance, and the fear of death. Spiritually hear the loving voice of a heart of agape love, the heart of the Heavenly Father Himself. For the harvest is ready. Exodus 3:7-10. Authorized King James Version. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pastor Deborah, I have surely seen the spiritual affliction of my spiritual people, which are in spiritual Egypt, the spiritual kingdom of darkness, ignorance, of slavery and toil, of taskmasters and their whip, of endless work and no rest, and always without dignity and honor. As a precious spiritual one, just looking forward to death. And I have spiritually heard their spiritual cry by reason of their spiritual taskmasters. For I spiritually know their spiritual sorrows. Verse 8. And I am spiritually come down to spiritually deliver them out of the spiritual hand of the spiritual Egyptians, Satan and his demons, sin and death, and to spiritually bring them up out of that dark spiritual land unto a good spiritual land, the kingdom of heaven and its garden of Eden, a very large land, kingdom one, a spiritual land flowing freely with my spiritual milk, agape love in its honey, unto the spiritual place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Verse 9. Now, therefore, behold, look, the spiritual cry of the spiritual children of Israel is spiritually come unto me, agape love, the Heavenly Father, the Lord, the Most High God. And I have also spiritually seen the spiritual oppression wherewith the spiritual Egyptians, Satan and his demons of the kingdom of darkness, spiritually oppressed them. Verse 10. Spiritually come now, Moses, Pastor Deborah, therefore, and I will spiritually send you unto Satan, a spiritual Pharaoh himself, and to his spiritual kingdom of darkness, ignorance, so that you, Moses, Pastor Deborah, may spiritually bring forth my spiritual people, the spiritual children of Israel, out of spiritual Egypt, the spiritual kingdom of darkness, ignorance on earth, the world of spiritual death, slavery, oppression, blindness, deafness, and living without agape love in their heart for themselves and for others, wherewith the spiritually Egyptians spiritually oppress them. Verse 10. Spiritually come now, Moses, Pastor Deborah, therefore, and I, the Lord, will spiritually send you unto spiritual Pharaoh, Satan himself, and his spiritual kingdom of darkness, ignorance, so that you, Moses, Pastor Deborah, may spiritually bring forth my spiritual people, the spiritual children of Israel out of the spiritual kingdom of darkness, ignorance. For the harvest is ready.